This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said NDA is a symbol of development as it has led Bihar to the path of prosperity and rapid growth during the past 11 years. Addressing a public meeting at Jasoli in Sivan in Bihar, the Prime Minister said NDA has taken several steps for developing Bihar and several others will come up. Taking a jibe at the Congress and RJD, the Prime Minister said he is working on Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, but the opposition Congress and RJD want to propagate dynastic politics by motto of Parivar Ka Saath, Parivar Ka Vikas. He said the approach of the opposition is anti-Bihar and anti-investment.
पंजे और लालटेन वालों ने मिलकर बिहार के स्वाभिमान को बहुत ठेस पहुंचाई। इन लोगों ने ऐसी लूट खसोट मचाई कि गरीबी बिहार का दुर्भाग्य बन गई। अनेक चुनौतियों को पार करते हुए नीतीश जी के नेतृत्व में एनडीए सरकार बिहार को विकास की पटरी पर वापस लाई है।
Mr. Modi alleged that the opposition has no faith in Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar as people witnessed recently the insult of the chief architect of the constitution. Mr. Modi also said that they will not tender apology as they have no respect for Dalit, Mahadalit, backward and extremely backward castes. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth around 5,900 crore rupees at Sivan. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed the importance of encouraging Divyangjans in all spheres of life. She stated that with the help of advanced technologies, Divyangjans can now contribute effectively to the mainstream. The president was addressing students at the National Institute for the Empowerment of Persons with Visual Disabilities in Dehradun today. Earlier, the president inaugurated Rashtrapati Niketan and Rashtrapati Tapovan in Dehradun. The Ministry of Culture will mark the 11th International Day of Yoga by organizing yoga sessions at 100 tourist-based iconic destinations and 50 more cultural sites across the country. These events, scheduled for tomorrow, will complement the main celebrations being organized by the Ministry of Ayush in Visakhapatnam, which will be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Visakhapatnam is gearing up for the grand celebration. We have more on this from our correspondent.
Visakhapatnam will take the center stage tomorrow as it hosts the International Day of Yoga celebrations, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi set to lead the grand event. With preparations underway for a record-breaking gathering along the city's coastline, the event is poised to showcase India's commitment to wellness and unity through yoga. Chief Minister Nara Chandrababu Naidu, who reviewed the preparation, stated that the state is targeting 2 Guinness World Records and 22 World Records. This evening, 25,000 tribal students will attempt to perform 108 Surya Namaskaras for 108 minutes, aiming to set a world record. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Visakhapatnam later this evening. A full-scale mock drill is being conducted today to ensure successful conduct of the final event tomorrow. Sai Sishla for Akashvani News, Visakhapatnam.
Kuch log sochte hain yog ke liye flexibility chahiye, lekin flexibility to soch mein honi chahiye na? Na koi bandhan, na koi body type. Bachpan ho ya pachpan, wheelchair ho ya work from home, yog sabka hak hai.
Yog jeevan se jab judta hai, एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है, तो वो प्रतिपल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है।
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें स्ट्रेच एंड चिल योग के साथ।
In Sikkim, the annual Kailash Mansarovar Yatra has begun from Nathula today. Governor Om Prakash Mathur flagged off the journey. The first batch of 36 pilgrims and officials entered into the Tibet Autonomous Region for their journey towards Kailash Mansarovar. In a move to immediately de-escalate the situation in West Asia, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is scheduled to meet with his counterparts of Germany, France and UK in Geneva today. As per media reports, the ministerial delegation of the three European nations will first meet with EU's top diplomat Kaya Kallas at Germany's permanent mission in Geneva before holding nuclear talks with the Iranian Foreign Minister. In cricket, the first test of the 5-match series of the Tendulkar Anderson Trophy between India and England is underway at Headingley, Leeds, with England opting to bowl first after winning the toss. India was 26 for no loss when the reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.